Warning, the following spoof of the Gary Renard podcast contains comedic references to alcohol consumption and other bodily excesses. Listeners with substance abuse issues and other addictive challenges are urged to contact a qualified mental health professional if they experience any discomfort as a result of listening to this recording, and not to cast blame upon the spoof's creator, as that may result in undue guilt arising from his subconscious, which might then delay his corrected perception of the disappearance of the universe. Thank you.
Gary Renard Podcast, Episode 18. Welcome once again to the Gary Renard Podcast. I'm Gene Bogart, podcast producer and Gary's co-host. Well, there's a special treat for all of you loyal podcast listeners. Our good buddy Gary has ridden the rails down to Boca Raton to be right here in our studio for this edition of the Gary Renard Podcast. So, Gary, you're sitting right here beside me. How weird.
Yeah, Gene, it is really kind of weird to be back in the studio. I think the last time we did, Disappearance of my hairline? I mean universe?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was, buddy.
I'm just funning with you, Gene, but hey, it really looks good in here. I like what you've done with
thanks.
The place. And the shag carpet is really, really sweet.
Oh, you like that? It's amazing. They still make this color green. I mean, this stuff is brand new.
Yeah, it looks really sweet. Hey, what's this stuff right here?
I forgot. I've laid out some snacks for us, Gare. Let's see. I've got... Here's some Totino's pizza rolls, some festive nachos with homemade salsa. It's my own recipe. I think you'll like that. As well as some Guinness and some bottled water.
Bottled water. Yeah, right, Gene. Come on, we're in your neck of the woods. If you ain't got a beer in your hand, you might as well be wearing a dress.
Oh, that is true. Well, please help yourself to whatever you'd like. I guess I'll start this off by just asking you a few questions about what you've been doing lately.
Well, yeah, Gene, I'm pretty much same old.
Let me get you a coaster for that here.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. So, same old, huh?
Yeah.
Well, do you have any new insights for us on forgiveness?
No. But, geez, did you see the gas prices? Holy shit.
Oh, buddy, you gotta watch that. This is a family podcast.
I apologize, Gene. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. It's all right. But, yeah, gas prices. Boy, that's the work of the ego.
Yeah, you know, ego nowhere at $3.50 a gallon, I think.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah, shove those pizza rolls over here if you don't mind.
Buddy. Oh, sure. There you go.
Thanks, buddy. That's really good.
So, Gary, last time we spoke via telephone, you were riding the rails with Eckhart Tolle. How did that pan out for you, huh?
Not good, Gene. It started off all right. He's a nice guy and everything, but I didn't understand what he was talking about, so we just kind of parted ways. I made up the excuse of coming here to do a podcast, so I just kind of made my slip there, and he and Boots and Willie went the other way, so that's the way it went.
I see. Well, it was a bit unexpected when you knocked on the door that, 3 in the morning? I just didn't expect you to be here, so yeah, that was, you know, a little impromptu.
Yeah, Gene, it was, and I apologize for that, but there's not much I could do about it, but it all worked out for the best. Look, we got snacks, we're doing a podcast, and this is really cool.
Well, you're right, it is indeed fun. It's good to see you again, but let me ask, how long do you think you'll be in the neighborhood, Gare? I imagine eventually you're probably going to want to get back on the speaking circuit, correct?
Yeah, Gene, I got a couple of engagements overseas,
right.
So yeah, I imagine I'll be here probably...
Well, I'm thinking, 2-3 days?
2-3 weeks, tops.
Huh?
And then a good shower and a shave, and adios to the Gare Man, hey? Hmm?
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I definitely agree about the shower and the shave, Gare.
Oh, yeah, Gene, I'm sorry about that. I'm a little ripe. You may want to stay upwind until I get cleaned up.
Okay, no problem. Well, let's say we take a question for Gary here, if you don't mind, Gare. This one comes from Jane. Jane in Wichita, Kansas. Jane writes, "Dear Gary, I'm struggling with hearing the Holy Spirit's voice. All I keep hearing is the theme to my Emmy Vice. Do you have any tips on connecting with my higher self?" And that comes from Jane in Wichita, Kansas.
Well, Jane, if I'm getting this right, I pretty much figure that you are high yourself most of the time there, so you might want to work on that first, and then the Holy Spirit thing, probably it'll just fall into place.
Oh, yeah, but God, that show, Miami Vice, I love that show.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The cars, the cool outfits, the gunplay, oh, it's great TV.
Yeah, it was a really great TV, and I'm just psyched that you're still able to pull off that Miami Vice look that you got going on, Gene. Oh. What is this, 2008? Oh. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, it was durable fabric, you know. The stuff holds up well.
Oh.
Okay, let's take another question. Gare, what do you say? All right, this one comes from, it's someone at the Yahoo group, Disappearance of the Universe, some of my good friends over there. Hello! All right, this one comes from, well, it's a nickname, and it's Forgiver of All You Forgot to Forgive. Interesting name. Well, this person writes, "Gary, I'm all for oneness and light and love and bliss forever and ever and all, but is it possible that I could manage to smuggle just a couple of cases of bourbon and cigars into eternity just in case it's not what the Course promises?" And that's from Forgiver of All You Forgot to Forgive.
Well, Gene, I figure, what do you got to lose? You know, be prepared. You never know what's going to happen and all that, but what I really feel right now is just, I've got to take a whiz. Can we just pause this and then pick it back up afterwards?
Yeah, sure, no problem. We'll be back in just a moment with the Gary Renard Podcast. Okay, Gare, are you feeling better now? Can we get back to the podcast?
Yeah, Gene, sorry. I apologize about that, but, you know, a couple Guinness will do that to you there, you know.
No problem, buddy. I know what you're talking about. Here's our final letter and question for Gary, and it says this. "Dear Gary, you are awesome. Your books rock. I love when you say swear words in them, because then my parents can't stop me from saying them, because, well, you are a living luminary and all. Party on, G. We'll rock out as one in eternity. Totally, dude. Your best bro, Ethan."
Yeah, Ethan, I appreciate that and all, buddy, but I think you've missed something. It's called Questions for Gary, not Statements for Gary. So my best advice would be, get out of your parents' basement and get a job, buddy.
Well, that brings up a good point, podcast listeners. When you submit questions for Gary, always remember that there will be answers from Gary, so bear that in mind before you send one in.
Well, you know, Gene, I'm just trying to keep it real there, buddy. Wait a minute. None of this is real. Who am I kidding?
Oh, very funny. Well, I guess that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Gary Renard Podcast.
Could I wrap this up with a couple of thoughts here?
Oh, well, sure. It's all about you. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Gene. Well, what I come up with is I'm pretty much sure that Jay was a woman.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and here's my reasoning. You know, one, he had to feed a crowd of people at a moment's notice when there was no food. And two, he kept trying to get a message across to a bunch of men who just didn't get it. Three, even when he was dead, he had to get up because there was more work for him to do. Gene, you got any aspirin?